I mean, that's the example of the
said, yeah. Kulana Black Mudder Rupture Fine Gilam but Aleph, so I give the bottom of the page. So we're saying why in our Mishnah we say that if an animal wandered in, let's say an animal from a Chatas Hamesa or a Shara Nisko wandered into a whole herd of animals that were set aside as a Karen, Yamusakul, and they all have to be put to death. Why don't we say Batl Barev? So we said that it could be, Ravashi says, because Balechayim Achoshev, and they're not Batl. Says you might have a nimshech v'nikir chad minay. Why don't you bring one? Why don't you just take one out and then assume the name of, we will say, called the Padish, Meruba Padish, came from the majority? Says the Gemara, nimshech havelik fu. You can't take one out because where the animals are in the pen, they're all situated, they're fixed, and we have a rule that called kavua kemechta mechtadam. That anything which is fixed, we learn from pasuk from the Arab law, you have to ambush him. That anything which is fixed is considered half and half. Ella, my question is, this is where we stopped yesterday, my question is, nich b'shinu, let's force all the animals to walk around. In other words, let's turn the kuva into uiskva, that they're just wandering about, they're no longer fixed. And then, the 90 that they are moving around, and then one of them will move one at a time, the name will say, call the parish, meruva parish. Amar Rava says, Rava, we are worried. Zoda, we are worried. Shema yava yud kohanim bevas achav, even though we brought out one animal at a time, that we are worried that maybe we'll wait till all 10 animals are, let's say, slaughtered, then 10 different kohanim will come and spray the blood and roast the fat all at the same time. You have a good kohanim, and one of them is not a carbon, and therefore we're going to have a problem. Rashi, Omar, Rav, Gzeda, Shem, Yevah, Yud, Koinim, Vaz, Achaz, Vikrivu, Kosal, Kedat, Rav, Now we think, Hashda, the Chayish, we're worried, Lashem, Achaz, Sheyikham, Echad, Echad, okay, once you have the animals wandering about, you take one at a time. I just shocked the Yud, you'll slaughter 10 animals, Vahim, Roiv, and these are the majority of the animals that were there. And obviously, one of the animals that you shechted probably included the one that's not kosher to be carbon. Yavoyud kainim, come along, 10 kainim, the yizuku demain will sprinkle the blood, the yaktiri marain, and roast the fats, ke'echel all at the same time, efshel tamtum, it's possible for it to happen. Now, if it's all at the same time, definitely, if you did one at a time, we'll say each one called the parish, meruba parish, it came from the majority. But if you did all 10 at the same time, then inevitably, one of those 10 is one that's not a kosher animal, and that's going to be a problem. Therefore, we don't want to put ourselves in such a situation.
So what Rashi is saying, that you can have the 10 kainim all walking up the mizbeach, the ramp, simultaneously.
You didn't walk on the ramp for sprinkling.
What?
For sprinkling, you just, each one went to the corner and sprinkled.
Yeah,
but so it was at the
ramp. You know, Hekdemurim. How they all did it at the same time.
No, hang on. You sprinkle the blood standing on the ground, or you sprinkle the blood walking up on
depends
the ramp?
What kind of carbon it is. You have to be on top or the bottom.
Remember, exactly. So I'm saying, if you walk on the ramp, how do you walk
it's 60 lambas wide, so it was a little
squishy. How wide is the sieve?
It's only one.
Yeah, well now, yeah, okay. Rashi's Efshel Tzamtzum is possible. It can be done. Vikal Mecher Yisudah Beruba Isa. Where we're now, it's a good concern that the Isa is found in this majority of Shleimah. Ki Moshi Chad Chad. If he did one at a time, Umakriv Kama Kama, and you slaughtered one at a time. Mikol Meimu can say the Chol Chad Kodi Behet Meruba Kapash. We say each one was done in Aifan of Mutter. Vesudi Hanah Bahani the Faishahu to have a Ruba Gabei. And where is this Isa Hanah Shar Niskol? Somewhere in the remainder of the crowd in the flock. Of the Hashda the Karvi Ki Hadodi. If you're going to bring them all together, La Havi Hani the Faishah Ruba the Gabayu is no longer arrived. To the Gemara, back to Gemara. Only hold by the Rava. So one the Rabban said to Rava, "Ella be ata." If so, Megisa Asida. When you're moving each one, yeah. So you're saying here that Megisa Asida. So you're saying here that you had to stir the blood until they came. If you're not going to bring it up straight away, you're going to have to stir the blood. And let's do Rashi here. What's the question? What do we ask? We're asking the animals to move around, and you'll take one animal at a time. And then we're saying, and then each one moves out. We say, the Meruba Parish. And then v'shachtan. So when you didn't shacht all 10 at the same time. You shacht one at a time. You just move the animals about, and only kibbul. And then you took one animal at a time. So now it's called a paru punch. V'shachtan. You slaughtered it. V'kibbul damon b'megid b'chazaka. The only way to do it is by stirring, right? Because you're waiting for the next animal. The next animal. So somebody has to stand there and stir the blood, make sure it doesn't congeal. That's right. Exactly. So it shouldn't congeal. Shukasha choizim umestayf and ashchutin liyazroiv le'asa. Now what you're doing is. what do you call it? So then, and that's what you're telling me that, and then when you, what do you call it? All 10 now, where they all came out in the same time. They're all becoming somehow or another doing it at the same time, and now they become, you're saying that even though each individual was called a part of was kosher, but now that they rejoin again, this one became the 10, they become the rave again, and in that rave must be the Isser. So you're saying that it's like the Isser is chazavaneh, like Isser reawoken, that's what you're saying. So think about it again. So when they each animal left on its own, it was kosher because we said it probably came from the rife. And then when since he hung around for one, show you what you could. How is that possible? No, how does the Issa come back? I said wrong. So he's saying Magisa Sida comes Asr. So he said, no, you know what the problem is? Shema, the answer is Shema Yavo Yukur Vas Achav Yichu. The Gemara said, what? That made whiskey, not that they took one animal at a time, so each one was kosher. Then when you're later, you're stirring it, and you're redoing it again, because Issa comes back. We're scared that you're going to actually take out 10 animals all at the same time. So Issa never left. You took out 10 animals at the same time. Says Rashi, "Mishani, Mishum Shem Yevoi, you kind of asach yichol mitoicha taruvus, the kiv and the ruve nichsik yadodi yikle meicher." You're worried. You stood the berubisa. We're worried that you might actually. Okay, once the animals moving about, people think it's not kavur. Then you might have 10 kainim pulling out each one an animal all at the same time. So there's no longer kolde parish meruve parish because you just took out the whole rive in that herd that you just took out. One of them is not good. Says the Gemara.
This is strange because. If you're deliberately causing these animals to move around,
oh, that's what I was asking. If the animals are moving about, it's impossible for 10 to pull out. Exactly, Rashi, sprinkling and roasting, will be the same time. But grabbing hold of the animals, the whole idea was you're making them move about, you're getting them wild and moving about. It's impossible to limit that you'll take them. You don't take them all. Says the Gemara, Elam Rava says Rava Mishum Kavua. We're scared if we're going to allow them to pull. We're going to allow them to do kol de parsha rupa, move them about. Next time, not everyone's a bucking these dinim. Next time, they'll take it while the animals are settled. They're kavua, and they'll think, oh, I took away the last time I saw them taking out an animal when there was a suffix mixed in the herd. Didn't realize that the whole idea was that they were moving. And gzeda because of kavua. Rashi lamarok gzeda mishu kavua. Dilma osel lemimshich lemizbin lechad chad. You might then go. Even animals are settled. You'll take one out at a time. Mekilo inaydi when they're not moving about. Have like kavua. Okay, mechsa mechsed on me. And here v'lekel mizlem midruba parish. You cannot say midruba parish. So we're Geyser called the parish Otter Kavua. Comes along, Rav now says, Nudin, Amar is the Rav, has to the Amir Abon. Now that the Abon said, Lenakriv, I don't want you to bring any of the Kabon, they should Yamus, they should all die. You should know that even with the Eved, Imakriv Lemarzi, Inakriv Lemarzi, they did it, somebody didn't listen and did it. Nothing, you don't say, oh, well, but the Eved, okay, the fact is, his stomach came from the Rav, and therefore it's a good carbon, and the person who was supposed to, carbon was supposed to be, he was ready to eat it. No, doesn't work that way. Rashi. Once it was nitche, it was nitche. Tarchleime or nidli midraise b'shas kviusa lechazu adenaidim hatoida kavua is mechta mechta. So this carbon was not none of the carbons was suitable. The gozer be rabbanon. Then rabbanon, even though you're pulling one out at a time, so it's a roi. The rabbanon goizem, even though you're moving them about, so lechay is not kavu anymore. The rabbanon goizem b'shun kviusa. So the Chacham is saying, interesting, Rashi is saying, yeah, since we're treating it as if they're kavua, and kavua, the carbon is posel matayda. So the Mishnah, even though we might later recognize which animal is which, maybe there's a tag there, a name tag or something, or something, you found something. Once the Chachamim came along, Rashi is saying here that once the Chacham made a gzeda, it becomes osam hatayda. The Chachamim are saying we're labeling this, even though they're moving about, we're going to treat it like a kavua. Once the Chachamim made a gzeda, treat it like a kavua. What's the name by kavua? Ma hatayda? It's posel. So the tayda posel it. Interesting. Chacham made a gzeda, and put it under a certain category of the Torah.
The impact of that is the Raisa.
Yeah, so this is like famous tases in Sukkah that the Rabbanim make a Gzeda. The Rabbanim said, don't have a table sitting outside the Sukkah. If he did, he ate somehow Torah or not. The Rabbanim, when they come and ask us something, only ask them with the Rabbanim, or when their Gzeda can make it awesome out Torah. Rashi clearly says here that their Gzeda made it awesome out Torah. Once the Chacham say that don't do this because this is the likelihood, it's as if that's what it is, exactly what it is. That's the category that it comes under. And it's very interesting, Rashi. Never saw that. And that's awesome out Torah. And the Rebbe Amali, my teacher told me, the high kvu, this is what I think. However, my teacher told me that this is only midrabban and kvu is not, this is not really kvu because it's moving about. The Muhammad Gzeida because of kvu. So I'm not telling you, Marta Marta, only can Nikra Isa. The only time that it's considered Mahatayda is if the Isa was Nikra.
Maybe that's why Rashi doesn't put this
in halacha thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's why it doesn't put it anywhere else.
If the Isser is Nikah, why would it be Kemechtsam Mechtsam?
Later, but safe. Somehow or another, somebody came along and recognized it. So at the time, nobody knew there was any telltale marks. And then somebody says, Little safe. I mean, somebody later on came along.
So then retrospectively?
No, retrospectively. Once it's Chal, it's Chal. The Isser is Chal, it's Chal. Nitch. Once it was Nitch, it's Nitch. Cannot undo it. Back to Gemara. Okay, so Rav came along and said, "You're not even eight." Rav, we never ask Rav a question. It says in the Braisa, "Chatas shenis arve ba'ilav." Chatas got mixed up with an oila birds. And remember, there's no takana because one of the birds has to be sprayed above the line, the oila, and the chatas bird is sprayed below the line. Ba'ilav shenis arve chatas. Or either way, I feel achas, but even one 10,000 yemusa kulan. Since you have a chatas over there, and a chatas over the din is you let it die, so all the birds have to die. The medram would be kainimach. When it's provided with the coin, asks the Rav, what should I do? Abu B'Kayin She'enimlich, he thinks he's a Talmud Chacham, doesn't have to ask anybody, did his own thing. Ostron L'mail, if he sprayed them all above the line, as if it's an oil, then all machts are kosher, machts are possible, assuming that's one on one, right? If it's one on one, or 50%, 50%. So 50% of the birds are kosher, all those who needed to bring an oil are kosher, but all of them need a chatz are definitely possible, because they brought it above the line. But the matter, the matter didn't. All below is master kosher, master apostle. Again, all those were meant to be below the line kosher, those were meant to be below the line apostle. Achas the matter, but achas the maila. If one was below the line, one above the line, shneim psulis. Because maybe you brought the wrong one. So what do we see from here? Shani yoyme chatas kreb the maila, but oyle kreb the matter. So what do we see from here? We say that even though if you would ask the Rav, what should I do? The Rav would have told the Kohen, don't do anything, because they're all possible.
Leave them all.
But B'dayev, he did it, it was effective. So what do you tell me over here, B'dayev, you brought an animal up? We say, it's fafal, we should say that, no. Since it definitely came from, if you did only one animal, definitely came from the Rav. Let's say in this pen, there were 500 animals, and one was a chatz mesa. We tell you, they're all Yemusa Kulam. If a kohen didn't listen or didn't hear and he didn't ask and he went and took one animal and marked it, it should be Yaitzi, because definitely came from the Rav. What's the difference? So the Gemara, the Rav is saying it, Hokemadam, Balanitchin, Chaim, Nitchin. There's a machlik is whether Balachayim are Nitche or Balachayim are not Nitche. So we're going to say that's exactly the machlik is. This Mandamar holds that Balachayim Nitchin. That Balachayim, we had this a little bit mentioned before. This Mandamar holds that Balachayim get pushed. That's Rava. Rava follows the Talmud that says that Balachayim are Nitche. Once in the pen, we pass in your Musa Kulon, that even if you brought it, it's Fafal. This Braish that says that if you brought the birds, you were effective, holds that Balachayim ain't Nitchin. Once is geschachten, everyone holds that is. Even those people argue about Balachayim, they cannot agree that once geschachten it, it's no longer nitche. And yeah, but tonight we look in the Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer says, if a bunch of Ivarim got mixed up together from a Balmum, let's say, from a regular animal, got mixed up. And what would you, if you ask the Shaila what you should do, he will tell you don't bring him back. If you brought up the head of one of them without asking, we're going to assume that the one you brought up was the one that was no good, that was from the Balmum. And you could call it Rashim. And all the other ones you could bring up. So we see, even though it was Chutim, even though it was Nitchim, because if you would have asked the Rav, you mixed up, it would have said, don't do it. And yet if you did it, it's effective. Rashi, in the bottom of the page. But tonight we learn, the far lines about it, we learn, but must listen, he had a gist, a vodim of a balmum together with a vodim of an oil that was a whole. Yeah, Harbe, there were many Shinas. Arba got mixed up, so there's only a miut of Pasul and the majority were kosher. Rabbi Lez says, Im Koidim Shinimlich, boy, before you asked anybody, if you would have asked, would have told you you can't do anything with it. But what do you do before you ask anybody? Went, Vihikiv Echim in Aroshim, you brought up one of the heads on the Mizbeach, Yikiv will call Aroshim, you can go ahead and fill Chatchila, bring the rest. Why the Talinan Isura, but Oisev Shikar of Rishon? We're going to assume that the head that you brought first is probably that's the one that we're going to assume that the roi that's left over are all the kosher ones. But hach over here, deal also. But look, here's a first example. If you were asked, consulted the rabbi, what would they have told him? They would tell him leSakri. They would tell him Feidus, don't bring it up. But yet vichilaimlich, we didn't consult, and so like it was nitche. It's as if it's nitche. Yet if you didn't consult, machshirin and hana the priest, you don't mean you don't say yichu. The kasher rovi, even in the case where everyone is moided, that is nitche, but nevertheless, if you did it, it's kosher.
I mean, I don't want to use the terminology, but you know, you have the expression of shalayah, chayte niska. You know, you don't want the guy who did the wrong thing.
Yeah, but the fact is, if he did it, it's kosher. But yeah, no, it's chachchem b'diavad. Like every case, chachchem b'diavad.
So b'diavad 50% is okay.
No, but yeah, we're going to say that all the rest are kosher because we're going to assume that one head that was brought up first was probably the one. The rest that's sitting there is the roiv. We'll say the roiv came from the roiv. And the one that one of them was the meat. And the meat is the one that was the apostle. But now we learned. You're right. However, Rav Huda Amar, he follows another Tana. He doesn't follow Rav Lezer. He follows Chonan HaMitzri. Can you imagine a name for a Tana? Chonan the Egyptian? Chonan HaMitzri. The Tanya, we learnt in a Braise.
That's where it came from.
Hill the Babli, yeah. Tanya learned, Chonan HaMitzri, Chonan HaMitzri says, Afilu dam bekois. He said, on Yom Kippur, you bring two animals, you make a goydel between the two. And then what happens if the seir that doesn't inside one seir goes to Azazel, and let's say you shechted already the one from, remember we had before, if one animal got lost, you have to bring, one pair says you got to bring a whole new pair. And the Rabbi Lezer says, even if you've shechted already this seir and asked him and you already put the blood in the cup, if the other one died, you don't start again from scratch, you just bring another one to be this seir mishtalech. And you bring it close to the blood, and even though l'cheder was nitche when you had it in the blood, you made the animal geshachten, and then the other one disappeared. So that, now it's nitche. You can't use this anymore till you have another animal. Nevertheless, once you get the other animal, go and use it. I feel dam because maybe l'cheder was avigling. That was even though it's nitche, you can resurrect it. Rashi, I feel dam seir and nasa b'fnim was done inside because the cup. Shukar nitche geshachten. He may say mishtaleach. The animal is supposed to go. If the azazel died, maybe chavedim in ashuk. You just bring one other animal from the market. When mezavig the dam and you pair it with the blood. Let me. Don't say hoyv nitche dam b'mizel chaveda. As soon as the other one died, the blood became rejected. Yishpech spill it out, pour it out. V'yovishnai bring two new ones. V'yagri lalei make a new goydel v'yischapeben, which is what other tanoim hold. Now, So what do we see from here? That even though it's rejected, it can be resurrected. So the Rabbi says the same thing over here. Even though we told you, don't use any of these animals in that pen over there. Nevertheless, not heard. If they did it, you resurrect as kasher as kosher. Says Gemara weiter, Rav Nachman said, anu din. Tabas shall avoidas kachavim, a ring of avoidasar, shenis arva b'meya taboy, got mixed up with 100 rings. A ring is also b'hanog. A mixed of a ring is also b'choshu. That's what we said before. You cannot use the rings. But what happened was, v'nofla achas mehem liyama godul. If one of these rings now fell into the yama godul, do we say now that it's sex faker? Maybe the ring that fell in the water is avodah zarah, and if it isn't, and it's still in the pile, any ring that would have taken from there, maybe that's from the rave. Hutru kulam will now say that it's mutter. The Amrin will say, the one that fell in is the Iser, which is very similar to the case of Rabbi Lez on the top. You took a head and you put him as Bech, we'll say probably that's the one that was Balmum and everything else is kosher. Hey, same here. But the ring will say probably they're all good. Says the Gemara, Eisver Rav Nachman, Afilu Achas Beriba Yamusakula Namai. Why name of the Mis Yisura Meis? According to you, why does our Mishnah say that if there's 10,000, let's say sheep, and one sheep that came in a Chatas Meis, we say that's all that it's all Yamusakula, and let's wait for the first animal to die, and they'll say the one that died, oh, that's probably the one that was the Chatas Meis or the Sharon Iskul, and everything else is mutter.
That's Svara which Rav Elazar brought, and Rav Nachman brings it. What's the svara to say that first one? Most probably that's the one that's right. Is that kamechza mechza?
No, it's like a svek sveiko here. I just told you, it's a svek sveiko.
If you're saying kolaparish meruba, then you get.
No, but the living. No, there's only one avodah zarah. There's one avodah zarah.
Right. And so if you're saying kolaparish meruba parish, you're saying it's the same as the other ones. It's a good one.
It's almost like Sveiko, because once it left the Terubis, it's like a different, it's like a new...
A different gather?
Yeah, because it left this pile, yeah, and the one that died, I guess, left the pile as well.
Because it's not a logic to say that's probably the... It must be some...
It's the same idea as 10 shops.
The Vartas, Tesha's explained the whole Vartas, that this whole Isser of Kavua is only Midrabon. Rashi said, explained before, that's my Taita. Taita's all the things only the Rabbanon. And because all the Rabbanon, were only put a Gzeda here, on this thing here. Once it left that Taruvus, it's no longer under the Isra of the Rabbanon. Yeah, it's no longer that part of the Isra of the Rabbanon. So, in Yachum, he's saying, if we're bimbing that Isra, what's the Chilik, exactly what you asked, what's the Chilik where it is. But because the Rabbanon,
I'm asking in the numbers. I have 10 items, yeah?
Yeah.
And there's a problem with one of them. So if one gets separated, what's the Svog to say? Oh, most probably that was the problematic one. It's a 1 in 10 chance.
Yeah, but sorry, holy is a chumin rabban anyway. So we can make. And the Tesha says only dafka yamagodl disappeared. If the thing is still visible, or the animals had died, it's no longer around.
They're talking about 1 in 10,000.
Yeah, so it's even less.
Omalei said to Rav, it's not a problem. Rav follows Abelezer. Now, where do you get this water from? You just learned the head of Abelezer. Imer im kodev harayshel echemhen yikrivu kol harasha kulim. We assume that what. That the one that you put in his bech is the one that was a balmum. Rabbi Lezer said, lo hiter Rabbi Lezer el shnayim shnayim. Rabbi Lezer did not matter if one ring fell into the Yamagodl, only if two rings fell into the Yamagodl. Rabbi Lezer did not matter. Rabbi Lezer did not matter. To bring up. Another single Rosh, only if you have two Roshim, you can put, when he said you can bring more Roshim on the Be'er, he's talking about only the two Roshim. Why only the two Roshim? Because one of the two Roshim definitely is Mutter, and we'll use a Migli, since one of the two you're bringing up in the Be'er right now is definitely Mutter, because there's only one Rosh for a Balmum. You're bringing up now two Roshim. One of them is definitely not a Balmum, and we'll say that since Migli, one of that Balmum, the other one also probably not a Balmum as well. So same with the rings. You know when you be Matzah the rings, if I'm going to take two of the rings of Avodah Zarah, one of them definitely is not a Avodah Zarah. So I will see most of them is not a Avodah Zarah. And why? Because the one is one sitting in the Yamsuf. Avlechel loy. I'm like, anotati kamini. Right. When I, Rav, said this din, I meant two. Rashi, v'omer Rabbi Lozer, l'kam v'pikin, lo hiti Rabbi Lozer haki, v'sen esori, and we didn't allow that elish naim shenai two at a time, v'adei chad menayi da teda, since one of them definitely is mutter, v'adei lenis adabem, v'le ba'amu mecha, it's only one ba'amu got mixed in, u'v'chol chad abenin, v'de chavre, lav di suda, iu nam lav di suda, we have another vartah. That's time the vel today, we can assume that the one that fell in the Yama God, or that burnt them as bech, is the one that's ba'amu. We also have a svara, an additional svara. I'm doing two, and one of them definitely is mutter, so I can rely on the other mutter as well. With the hudi suda, ozel, b'hakrav v'deshayin, and the one eats was very gone. She called Echem, and that he brought one up. I will Echem Echem lay Kirvo Roshim, but one on time, no, the Bechol Chad Mesapkin, and each one were Safik Dilma, the Yisurahu, the Lekomem, you can't say Migoy. Okay, we'll stop here. Yisrael.